Yeah, this man knows about going to race courses, TK, and having the, what is it, the coat tugger?
The coat tugger.
The coat tugger there. How many times do you reckon you've done it on the course, Junior? Someone's come up to you with a tip and you've gone, will I or won't I? And you've put your hard earn on and then it runs terribly and then you get never again.
Yeah,
never again.
No, I'm too experienced for that. Yeah, that happens all the time. And it depends who it is, I guess, whether they've got a bit of knowledge or they just think they've got some knowledge. That can make a difference. But normally I just, just ignore it, Lozza.
Yeah, you're better off sticking to your guns.
Yeah.
I fall into tipsters.
Oh, you love it.
I love a tip.
Loz loves a tipster. Junior?
Junior, I can have five or six horses in the one race.
Very gullible, Loz.
I am. I'm very...
Mate, what about this game, Mark? You would not have believed what you saw unfolding, and most people can't get over it this morning. We're talking about the final of the Big Bash. They probably should not have even been there, the Melbourne Renegades, because the Sixers lost control of the game, didn't they? And then,
of course,
we saw a phenomenal comeback yesterday.
Yeah, well, I've been involved in a few major batting collapses, and I've watched a few as well. But that one yesterday, that takes the cake. That was just unbelievable. The Stars had that game totally in control, didn't they? And they did 53 off 7 overs, 10 wickets, good batting pitch, modest bowling attack. And the Renegades were flat. They were out of the game. And they just self-destructed, the Stars. There's no other way you can put it. They just gave their wickets away. They were probably a bit complacent at the start when they were none down. Then they panicked. So, it was unbelievable, really.
Yeah, I watched a bit of that game and they just looked in control. And I just thought 145 runs wasn't enough.
Nah.
But Aaron Finch felt as though it was always going to be difficult batting second on that track. Did you get the feeling watching that?
No. Well, he can easily say that when they won, but I thought, at least 20 short, the Renegades. And it was a good batting pitch. It was a little bit slow, but it stayed pretty much the same throughout the day. It didn't look too bad at none for 92, did it, when Ben Duncan...
Fair point.
...batting and had their eyes closed getting the runs. It didn't look too bad a batting pitch then, so... they've been amazing, the Renegades. You're right, TK. They should have lost the semi-finals to the Sixers, who lost that one themselves. And then throughout the competition, they were very hot and cold. But when the big moments came, they just did enough to win. Dan Christian was superb for them throughout the tournament. He won the game yesterday. I think him and Tom Cooper, that partnership at the back end, getting him to 145, because they batted very poorly themselves, didn't they, the Renegades? And then with the ball, they let the Stars do it for them, really.
I know it's probably a bit harsh on that Tom Cooper earlier on. He made 43 in the end. He top scored off 35, but at one stage he couldn't get bat on ball.
Yeah, he was. I mean, they had to rebuild the innings after they lost, quite a few wickets in that power play. But you're right, Tom Cooper and Dan Christian were building slowly, and he was getting frustrated. Tom Cooper. Then he hit a six, a good six, I think it might have been over mid wicket, and that sort of got him going. And you thought, 145, it'll give him a bit of a chance. It's an amazing game, T20 cricket. It's never over, and that was proven yesterday. It's a bit like basketball. The whole game can ebb and flow, then it's all down to the last few minutes or the last couple of overs. In the end, actually, the Stars got easily beaten, which you couldn't believe. They got beaten by 13, but they actually should have got beaten by about 20, given that they hit a 6 and a 4 in the last over.
Well, the Renegades, you got a lucky charm in Dan Christensen, though. Has he won 7 or 8 tournaments around the world now?
I think 8, actually, and... He's such a good player. He's a three-dimensional player. He bat, bowls and fields. I haven't seen him drop a catch. He's one of the few fieldsmen with a great pair of hands. He's always in the key position to take the catches. He's batting. I think he won them 3 or 4 games this season by himself with the bat. His bowling is very good, and he just brings that experience to the team. So, he's a bit of a lucky charm. So I'm sure his signature will be pretty sought after on a bit of paper for wherever he plays for next season.
How do you reckon Aaron Finch is going mentally? I know he'll be very, very happy with what happened as far as the game result, but the poor bugger can't take a trick. He's gone like a busted for most of the summer. Then he gets run out at the non-strikers end of the BBL final.
Yeah. Well, I think if they lost the game, he would have been a lot worse than what he'd be now. Although he might have a headache this morning. I think he's got to get on that plane and go to India, the Australian team. But, he needs a bit of a breakthrough innings, I think. He looks to me like he's been batting... he doesn't want to get out, and he's not batting with that fearless attitude, which we know Aaron Finch has got. So I think he's struggling a bit mentally and technically, but hopefully they can iron a few things out before that one-day series in India and before the World Cup, because he's a key player, isn't he? And yeah, he just looks a bit out of form at the moment, obviously, but it can change quite quickly in one-day cricket, especially 50-over cricket, where you get a bit more time to get into your innings. So, you know, that might be what he needs to get him going for the rest of the season.
Did you see any of Sri Lanka's win over South Africa in that last wicket stand, Junior?
I saw a bit. I actually went to bed when I was 6 or 7 out, and then I woke up and watched a few of the highlights. I couldn't believe it. That's one of the most freakish innings of all time from Pereira. That was unbelievable and great to see, wasn't it? Because the Sri Lankans were out on their feet in Australia. They'd been beaten by New Zealand. They came here and everything went wrong for them, and they just didn't look competitive at international level. Then they pulled that win out of the bag against South Africa, which is great. Like to see them get beat, so that was really good.
Yeah, 155, wasn't it, undefeated? That winning
it was a record last wicket stand.
That winning four was the winning four also took him past
the one last wicket, yeah,
which is quite incredible. Yeah, well, Aaron Finch, it's about to watch this space because he had a really tough summer. He needs to have a really good tour, and they fly out today, doesn't it? Mate, just you're closer to the coalface there, Mark. What about that was a terrific crowd, that Marvel Stadium. Yeah. So I know it was two Melbourne sides. I concede that. But I think everyone likes the amount of games, the home and away series. Everyone just wants it, you know, condensed into a shorter season. When will they have a look at that and final decisions for next year?
Yeah, look, I think there's. I saw a media release where they said they're going to shorten the season slightly, but I thought that they really need to think about the semi-finals, you know, one versus two, bringing that aspect into it, which gives the top two teams a second chance throughout the round system. So I thought they might have changed that, but it doesn't look like they're going to. So, look, I think it was a really good season again in the BBL, but maybe a fraction long. There's a few gaps in the program where a lot of teams didn't play for a week, which seems a bit silly. You know, they need to try and condense that a bit more. But, you know, I thought it was a great atmosphere yesterday at the MCG, at the Marvel Stadium. Eddie McGuire wanted at the MCG. And there's a good reason to say that, you know, you should actually just have it at one certain ground every year, a bit like the NRL, the AFL. So that's something to think about going forward as well. But it's still a great product. And yesterday was proof that, you know, it's still, you know, entertaining and a really good standard.
Yeah, it was an amazing game of cricket. And the Melbourne Renegades come out victorious over the Melbourne Stars to win their first ever title. So they'd be celebrating long and hard throughout the night. But we thank you for being on the program again this morning, Junior.
Righto, boys. Good on you.